Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
It was nice to meet you.
Jonah.
See you around, I guess.
Predictable.
That's not in the cards.
I'm gonna need to report this.
That won't be necessary.
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions. Episode 6. Distraction.
So maybe it's not that big a deal. I mean, girls say things all the time, right, Miranda? Well, all she said was, see you there. As in, like, see you in my dreams. Which is, like, a normal thing to say. Right? I mean, maybe she meant it in a metaphoric sense. Like, she just hopes to see me in her dreams. Because we're, you know, friends now. But what if she actually recognized me? Is that even possible? I've got to figure this out. Maybe it's too soon for me to rush back. Or maybe I just don't want to leave her like every other fucking dude has.
Okay, calm down. I can't send that or she'll freak. Not now, Miranda. Hey, girl.
Come on, Jonah, what's the update? You know I am scared shitless about this mission, so the least you could do is keep me in the loop.
It's just that the last couple times we talked, you kind of threatened me.
I've been thinking. It's time for you to come back.
Yeah, I know you think
that. The mission was a success. We have enough information to present to the writers. I've started to clear things up on my end, so if you come home now, I won't hold any of this against you. Your methods were reckless and stupid.
I'd like to think of it as more bold and daring.
You'd be wrong then. Have you even found anything since the whole Christopher bit?
Yeah, actually, I kind of pieced something together tonight.
Do tell then.
Well, this whole time we've been playing to her fantasies like she's all submissive with no, like, agency of her own. But then she said something and I realized Lily's most comfortable when she's in control. The reason it didn't work with Christopher was because he was trying to take the power away from her. And I mean, she's been calling all the shots with me ever since I got here. I think that's why she... Well, why she...
What?
It just makes me think that maybe we could let her control the fantasy. I feel like the writers want us to coddle her, but she's pretty badass and she likes to be in the driver's seat. What if we could actually empower her? And then instead of me guiding her through this whole coming of age thing, she could pave the way herself and we could just... You know, support her.
We can't just give her control of the dreamscape, Jonah. She already managed to hijack our system and insert herself into an environment that she is totally unfamiliar with.
I'm not saying let's just hand over the reins, but surely you of all people understand.
Don't tell me what I know, Jonah. We can talk about this when you get back. I am so furious that you made contact with her in the first place, but as long as Miss Bliss is none the wiser about where you came from, we may still be in good shape to clear our names from probation.
Right. And all that is totally true. But hypothetically, if she did suspect that we were interfering in her dreams...
Why would she think that?
No reason. But would that be, like, a big deal? Because it's not like she could do anything about it, right?
Jesus Christ, Jonah! Yes, it's a big deal! We don't know what the hell is up with her. If she's on to you, even a little bit, you better be halfway to the border by now.
But I told you I'm really starting to figure her out! Like, what if I could find out how she did it? You know, how she broke into the reverie?
No. You're getting too invested. I think you should come back tonight.
It's too late for me to come back now, unless you want to see Zombie Jonah again.
Tomorrow morning, then.
But I don't want to go yet!
You are getting your feelings for this girl confused with your duty to the company.
I don't have feelings.
You do. And they're making you impulsive and careless.
No, no! She's opened up to me a ton on her own already. I don't even have to pry that hard, Miranda. She trusts me.
That's the problem. I am so fucking tired of you playing God.
Hashem.
I swear, Jonah, you have done enough. Get back to Idaho now.
No. You didn't trust me before, and I came back with good results. Strong results. I've put together your entire dossier's worth of Lily's romantic development and the details of all our closest relationships. You've been the puppet master this whole time, and all your suggestions have gotten us is nowhere. I'm the one making things happen over here. So when I say I'm staying till Friday, I fucking mean it.
You're gambling with my future, Jonah. And I don't appreciate that. If you're staying, I'm going to make sure that you're coming back to an absolute shit show. No one will hire you. No one will trust you. You'll be forced back into nightmares, and you will have to make your little girlfriend tremble with fear every night and contemplate what a monster you really are.
Fucking hell, Miranda. You think I'm self-interested? You're absolutely batshit. I'm doing this just as much for you as for me. This could be your ticket to the writer's room.
I don't want help from a traitor.
So severe. That's your problem. You have no sense of risk within your perfectly organized life. Everything's got to be done in the most boring and predictable way with you. That's why you're not a writer and you never will be.
You're gonna regret saying that, Jonah.
You know, I already don't. See you on Friday, Miranda. Don't fucking do anything while I'm gone.
Bastard!
Morning, sunshine.
Ugh.
Are you still mad about yesterday?
Yeah, but I just feel like shit. I had such an awful dream last night.
That's...
typical, huh?
No, that really sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, Lil.
Thanks.
Was it about our fight?
No, it wasn't about anything specific, but it was worse than anything I've had before. I woke up and my head was pounding, and it feels like something is missing in my chest, like my heart physically hurts.
You feeling up for class today? We could call in sick.
No way, Mr. Vice President. I've got a straight A reputation to maintain.
Oh, one day isn't gonna hurt that. Come on, Lily. You're practically home free. And I've been busting my ass for the election tomorrow. We deserve a day off. Wanna go bowling?
I do love bowling.
Is that a yes, then?
Fine. We can play hooky.
Yes!
Woo! Still suffering over here.
Oh.
So, usually, it's like a familiar situation, but there are all these scary elements, like bad guys or monsters, and that kind of stuff. It sucks while I'm there, but once I wake up, I feel a lot better because I know that it's separate, you know? It's just a dream.
Oh yeah, that's a spare, baby.
Chris?
I'm listening. So, what's the difference this time?
Well, this time it was like the whole terrain was unfamiliar. Not just abstract, but totally psycho and super dark. And I wasn't even fully myself. I was like a million pieces of myself being torn apart and siphoned through. Like someone was deciding what parts of me are acceptable and what needs to go.
Holy shit, that's terrifying.
Yeah, and then I woke up feeling physically altered, you know? Like it didn't just happen in my dreams, but almost like I underwent some kind of surgery while I was sleeping.
I can't believe your nightmares have gotten so much worse. I had no idea.
My turn.
What?
Watch and learn, baby.
Ha I hope that our fight yesterday didn't contribute to that awful dream. I shouldn't have said what I said. I felt horrible ever since.
I think it's a lot more than what went down between us, but thanks for saying that. I'm sorry for shutting you out all week. I get why you're upset.
I just feel like the more you pull away, the more I want to be there for you. But whenever I'm around, I feel like I just make things worse. I've been thinking about what you said, about us not being compatible.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
No, I think you did. And I think you're right.
Really? You feel that way? But I thought you wanted to... I mean, I thought you still wanted to have sex.
Well, geez, yeah, I do. But it didn't feel right when we did it, and not just in a first-time kind of way.
That's really mature of you, Chris.
Yeah, well, I was on the phone with my sister last night trying to figure it all out.
So what do we do now?
Maybe we could just go back to being friends for a bit?
I want that.
Really?
Yes, that's all I ever wanted.
Go ahead and take your last few shots. Well, she's got it all, folks. She's got our best friend back and an easy victory on lane 4.
Now I've just got to get these nightmares under control.
I know just the thing for that.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, and you looked very cool doing it.
Thanks. I felt pretty silly.
Oh, come on. You're having fun.
Am I?
You tell me.
Yeah, I think I'm having a good time.
You feel good?
I feel like the kind of person who never dreams.
Welcome to my life.
It's like being on holiday.
Do you really dream every night?
Mostly, yeah, but they're not always bad.
Kinda seems like they're usually bad.
Okay, they're bad a lot of the time, but sometimes they're nice.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever get badass rock and roll kind of dreams?
Oh yeah, super raunchy.
No way.
Shut up.
I didn't know you had it in you. Like, sex dreams?
Sexy dreams.
Is this about that guy again?
Are you gonna be weird if we talk about him?
Probably. One sec. Okay. I'll be all right.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. It's so bizarre. Okay, so I had a dream about that guy, Jonah, but it was before I even met him.
That can't be right. I thought you could only dream about people you know or have, like, seen before. Are you sure it wasn't after you guys met?
I'm positive. It was, the night we... before we...
For fuck's sake, Lily, you had a sex dream about another guy the night before you took my virginity?
I didn't know. I swear I hadn't met him yet. And we didn't fully... It was so weird. I thought it must have been you in the dream.
That's troubling.
But after it happened, I realized it couldn't have been you because it felt so much different.
Different bad?
Different not good.
Yeah, I guess I knew that. Probably shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, but then this guy just appeared in my real life, and I didn't recognize him right away by his looks.
That doesn't make any sense. He's a total stud.
Isn't he? But dreams are kind of trippy, so I couldn't tell it was him right away. But as I got to know him, I started to recognize that same feeling from the dream, and I just can't explain it. I know it was him.
And you're sure you've never met him before?
I mean, he's from the States. I can't imagine that we've crossed paths before.
So, are you gonna go for him?
What? Chris!
Well, you're a single lady now.
As of an hour ago.
Oh, come on. You were 1 foot out of the relationship the moment you laid eyes on him.
I don't really think he's into me.
Well, then he's crazy. He'd be lucky to have you.
You mean it wouldn't hurt your feelings?
I mean, I don't love it. I'm going to be sad as hell without you next year, but I think it's best if we move on to other people.
All right. Well, I did have a moment with Jonah yesterday, but he rejected me pretty hard.
What do you mean?
Well, I was getting all kinds of signals from him, so I decided to make a move.
Jesus, fuck, Lily.
I thought you just said you wanted me to tell you.
Well, I can't get behind you cheating on me, babe.
All right, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Fuck. It's just... whatever. You know what? I'm officially revoking all personal investment in your love life. Why did he reject you?
Well, he kind of seemed into it for a second, but Then he told me we can't be together because of all these greater powers that he didn't bother to explain.
Yikes. Sounds like he was letting you down easy.
I don't know. I got the feeling he was hiding something.
Like an ingrown testicle?
Yeah, that's probably it.
I bet there's something gross about him. No one has the right to be so handsome.
I'm gonna get my hopes up that there's nothing wrong with him.
Well, it's probably for the best that nothing came of it anyway. This dude seems sketchy, and you don't want to get involved with someone that private.
I guess you're right. He just opened up to me so much, I felt like he trusted me. Maybe that's just how he wanted me to feel, though.
Well, screw him. That's what I think. Whichever interpretation of that you prefer. Just be careful, Lily.
I will be, and thanks for being so cool about this. You're my best friend, Christopher.
You want to watch a movie?
You bet. Can we still cuddle a little bit?
Nah, too soon.
Maybe we could just lean our shoulders against each other.
Fine, deal.
Yay! You like me.
Oh, you're all right.
Talking about real fucking big dogs, like big scary dogs. Don't you get it? Or hang on a second.
What's that?
It's way too early for her.
Am I on? Could get my dream suit on, maybe?
No, she must be napping. Well, that's out of my pay grade.
What? She already managed to hijack our system. We don't know what the hell is up with her.
But I don't want to go yet.
Come back here.
You're not at all what I expected.
So
I had a really good time.
Gotcha. Wait. Whoa.
You've made a couple serious misjudgments about the reverie, Mr. Bard.
That's not a memory.
I won't spy on Lily for you. Not again.
Jonah?
No, Christopher. How long were you asleep?
Was I?
I thought you seemed quiet. You missed half the movie.
I fell asleep?
In the middle of the day, no less. Maybe marijuana was the solution after all.
I had the weirdest dream.
Yeah, trust me. I can infer what it was about, and I don't want to hear about it.
What do you mean?
We talked about Loverboy enough for one day. I don't need to hear your sex dreams about him, too.
No, it wasn't like that. I can't explain it. My dad was there.
Ugh. Then I definitely don't want to talk about it. That's something you gotta bring up with your therapist.
I've gotta find Jonah. He can help me.
Jonah is not your father and never will be.
Shut up, Christopher! It wasn't a sex dream.
I'm just saying, there's definitely something to work through there.
Now isn't the time. I think Jonah's been lying to me.
I mean, that sounds a lot like what I was saying earlier.
It's bigger than that, okay? I've gotta go find him.
Do you need me to come with you?
No. I think it's best that you stay here.
Thank God. I took another bong rip while you were sleeping, and I am not prepared for whatever adventure this is.
Fucking typical.
You'll be there tomorrow, though, won't you? For the election?
Of course I will, Christopher. Try to sober up by then.
Oh, I'll be fine. We had a good day, too, right?
Yeah, this was great. Sorry to run off, but I've just really got to figure this out.
All good. Just happy to have you back, Lil. Good luck with Fantasy Man. Call me if you need anything.
I will. Thanks, Christopher.
Sure thing. And hey, maybe don't bring up the stuff with your dad.
You don't know what you're talking about.
That's cool. Still in denial.
Dreamers was written and directed by Jillian Reynolds. Produced by Jillian Reynolds, Maya Radhakrishna, and Wanley Gibson. Sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cotro as Jonah, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, and Monica Bagarich as Miranda. This episode also featured Adam Muxlow, Owen Francis, Lucas Amato, and Patrick Reynolds. For more information about Dreamers, follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever...
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.